I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This summer's premier musical at the IU Summer Theater is Stardust Road, a Hoagie Carmichael musical journey. Hoagie's son, Hoagie Bix Carmichael, has spent years on the project, working with musical director and arranger Lawrence Uhrman, choreographer Michael Lichtfield, and director Susan Shulman. Hoagie Bix right away says that the challenge the team set for itself was to integrate the familiar and not-so-familiar songs into a tapestry reflecting his father's history and accomplishments. There are nearly 40 of Carmichael's songs, Lazy River, Stardust, Georgia on My Mind, of course, and the show also features novelty pieces like Betsy Couldn't Help It, The Roomba Jumps, and Charlie Two-Step. Stardust Road's intermissionless hour and a half comes in five roughly historical sections. Uncle Bill's Tavern is presided over by Sean Blake with some fancy tap dancing from Broderick Balsley and Lisa Padalka. Club Old Man Harlem features a lovely version of Two Sleepy People by Sean and Lisa, and a graceful transition of Blue Orchids into The Nearness of You with Broderick and Katie Swaney. The years of World War II are remembered as Hollywood Canteen offers hometown memories, a nicely integrated set of Memphis in June, Can't Get Indiana Off My Mind, and Georgia on My Mind from Sam Sanderson, Broderick, and Sean. The show's most solemn moment is a nicely staged flag-draped bench on a couple of chairs as a coffin for A World of No Goodbyes. Part four is Club Heart and Soul, with the theme one-fingered on a little pink keyboard by Daniel McKnight. The segment features the song that drew the most laughs, Sam singing the story of Queenie, the quick change artist. The wrap-up was by Katie and Lisa in a graceful mix of Stardust and Skylark. For the finale, Sean, who'd been missed at Club Heart and Soul, was welcomed back by the audience for Serenade to Gabriel, and then the whole company gently ended the trip along Stardust Road with I Walk with the Music. Generous and enthusiastic applause followed from an audience that perhaps wasn't quite ready for the show to end. As Hoagie's son, Hoagie Bix, and the IU Summer Theater's artistic director, Jonathan Michelson, have said, the purpose of the premiere program is the development of musicals. This was a workshop production with Hoagie Bix, the music arranger, the choreographer, and the director watching the show, the features of the production, and the reaction of the audience in the Wells Metz. The cast, drawn from IU's musical theater program with guest Sean Blake, is a strong one. The music's artfully arranged, directed from the piano by Lawrence Uhrman. Michael Lichtfield nicely exploited the dance skills of the cast. I like those swing dance moves, and I was happy to see that he added some tap to the evening. Susan Shulman is the creative director, working to use a minimum of props in an ever-changing look that worked with Dan Tracy's simple design, the music, and the moods. Megan Branham worked the lighting to keep our eyes where they should be, and Macy Cloville's sound was nicely balanced and clear. Stardust Road plays August 15th through the 18th at IU's Wells Metz Theater before continuing on its journey. You can find this review and a pre-show interview with Hoagie Bix Carmichael and Jonathan Michelson at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.